53 former Vietnam vets are headed out for a lifetime trip back to Vietnam. Chris Berkers of the Old Glory Honor Flight Board of Directors was asked, why Vietnam?
Well, we got asked by our Vietnam veterans quite a bit whether we were going to make a trip back to Vietnam. We were one of the only groups that did a trip to Pearl Harbor, an honor flight group, back in 2012. So the question started coming up if we were going to go back to Vietnam. We batted it around a little bit and tried to decide and did a little research and found that, you know, something that was pretty feasible. And the age of the vets make them a little bit more able to make a long trip like that.
He was asked, what is the process in choosing the 53?
Well, we did everything separately from our normal Washington, D.C. flights, which are going to continue in 2019, but we had a separate application process, and then one of our board members does great things with computers and developed a program which completely randomized all the applications so that we randomly drew 50 people to start with. And then we were able to refine it to the top 53 people that were chosen by the computer.
Berkers was asked if there was some type of psychological testing before the trip.
No, we haven't put them through any, particular psychological tests. We recommend that they discuss it with their families and their private physicians. And we did ask some very specific questions and suggested that they seriously consider whether they wanted to go. And in developing the 53, there were, one or two that had applied, but when they called, they chose not to go. So nothing specific, but it's definitely something that we've addressed.
Chris Berkers of the Old Glory Honor Flight. There are four veterans from New London who were selected to go, one from Wyawega, one from Hortonville, one from Seymour, and the rest from all around northeastern Wisconsin, including Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and the Fox Valley. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the tour, and next week, we're going to have live reports from Vietnam.